daddy goes to work and then mommy goes to work, and it's like switching, and it's mine and theirs, and so making it just feel like a team effort will probably be refreshing. And I love the idea of setting goals towards something.
So you want to make an impact. You're thinking about starting a business, sharing your voice. How do women do it that handle motherhood, family, and still chase after those dreams? We'll listen each week as we dive into the stories of women who know. This is Call Me CEO. Welcome back, everyone, to Call Me CEO. This is a special new series that I hope to do for a really long time called Coaching with Camille. I'm going to do it every single Friday. And I am inviting you, the audience, to participate. Listen, we are all busy moms that are doing incredible, amazing things. And a lot of the things that we struggle with are the same. And so I thought, you know, there are so many times that in an interview, for example, we don't always get to those nitty-gritty questions of the day in and day out struggles of being a mother and running a business. And I think that that is magic when we can come together and share those struggles and also be vulnerable with each other and share what are some tools and tactics. So I will be sharing my ideas, but that doesn't mean I am the expert. This is definitely a dialogue and a conversation. So I am thrilled because one of our audience listeners, Ashley Christensen, was so wonderful and reached out to me, and we were talking about the podcast and episodes that had reached her in a special way. And I asked her, I said, I had this idea, and would you be willing to be the guinea pig and come on for the first one? And she so wonderfully said yes. So Ashley, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate it.
It's such a treat to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So I want everyone to kind of get a feel for your business, what you do, the ages of your kids, and then we'll dive into that question.
Wonderful. Yeah. I am a mama of five. I have a 14-year-old boy, a 10-year-old boy, a 5-year-old little girl, and our son was born 14 months ago. And then our foster to adopt little girl joined our family in January. So we have kind of twins and a busy, busy home. And on top of all this, I got the impression and the excitement to begin a journey where I am taking the skills I've learned as a speech language pathologist for the last 13 years. And I am bringing it to more families. I'm learning there is such a big need. I have so many people ask me so many questions and ask to do private therapy with them. And I don't have the time to do that. But there's tried steps that work across the board, research-based, evidence-based. And so I created a magical digital course, kind of like on-demand speech therapy to master those tricky sounds.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, none of us do not know someone that has a speech situation and needs that help. So I appreciate that so much that you're making that digital, because not many schools will have the resources or a specialist that's available all the time. So that's amazing. And your Instagram, just so we throw that out there, is my.magicwords on Instagram, where you can reach that resource. So thank you for sharing that. And
of course.
Yeah. And with that, oh my goodness, five kids and two babies at the end. I can't imagine. That's teenagers and babies together. That's like a double whammy.
And a little bit. I'm actually, yeah. As they're getting older and mobile, I'm like, oh boy, this is a little tricky. Mm-hmm. How do people have more than five kids is my question. I have so much respect for all the mamas out there.
Yeah. I mean, I stopped at four, and let me tell you, a lot of people that I talk to think that four is like astronomical, like a lot. So yeah, five with two babies at the end is, you're doing a lot. So let's talk about, what is this question that you have? And we'll dive into it a little bit more.
You know, I kept thinking, beginning this journey was difficult a little bit because I felt like it was going to take away from my kids, because it does require time. It does require an effort where I'm a little bit distracted at times, trying to juggle the social media world and juggle the schedules to be filming and to be supporting people as they're learning those tricky sounds. And so I knew going into it, it was going to be a new type of juggle. What I didn't realize was how my kids would react and how I could support them and explain to them what all this means. So for instance, They are used to me being around all the time, and that is no longer the case the last like 9 months. And so even my 14-year-old, my 10-year-old, and especially my 5-year-old have been asking more and more, "Mom, why do you have to go to work? Or do you have to work today? Oh man, and why are you doing that?" Just the other day, my daughter said, "Why are you choosing to work, Mom?" And I have a really hard time answering that because there is a little bit of that mom guilt that comes in. I don't want her to have resentment. I want them to be able to see that mom is creating something really cool that's going to bless our family and bless others, but without taking away from their concerns.
Yeah, I mean, this is a very relatable question. And even as we were starting to, I guess, peel the onion, so to speak, there are so many layers to this. The stage of life that you're in, the stage of life that your children are in, like your 14-year-old may have very different needs than your 5-year-old. In fact, I know they do. And then also your needs of the part of motherhood that you're in. And I know for myself personally, there have been times in my life where putting everything on hold felt like the right move. And then there were times in my life where absolutely doing something for myself in a way that felt fulfilling and gave back to society, so to speak, really was what I needed to be a better mother and a better wife, and in many ways, a better whole person. And so one thing that I have noticed with our kids, especially if questions like this start to creep up, is that it's really important that we identify with ourselves first what our why is.
Good one. I
Right?
didn't think of that.
Right. So, just to ask that for you, is that something that you've taken the time to dig into?
I don't really think I have dug into it. I mean, it has definitely come to be. I mean, it's really to bring value, not only to the people that I get to serve and the parents and the kiddies that I serve, but also to our lives of the juggling five kids, bringing value as far as experiences for my kids, opportunities for my kids, and the freedom that can come from that. And so it's just really being able to bless and serve and bring value.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I think what's interesting about that too, and I don't know if you've ever done this exercise where you do five layers of why, and that's
No.
something, okay, well, everything you just said is, I can relate with that so much. That was very much the reason why I wanted to work in addition to being a stay-at-home parent and kind of juggling the two and what does that look like and taking me out of the home or away from weekends or whatever. But what is really interesting, and maybe I don't know that you want to do this here on the call, but this is a practice called five layers of why, where after saying that statement of, I want to afford opportunities, I want to, supply opportunity to the family with and also help these kids. But, and then I would say, but why? And
Oh, yes.
yes. And then
Okay.
you
I
kind of
have
dig
done some
deeper,
things
deeper,
similar to
deeper.
that. Yes. It's actually really interesting because I actually did this with my husband on the journey a little bit, and it was amazing how our whys were really different to start, but the bottom why was very similar.
Which is, I think that's beautiful because at the end of the day, if we can be on the same page with our partner or someone, our support system, that is a key factor in finding success in being able to show up consistently to a new business venture, a new idea, a product development, or something that we're trying to do that's different. And so the reason why I start with that why is because if we're not clear on that why, it's hard to explain it in a way and communicate with our children, our family, or our partner why it's important, and you'll be kind of lost in the gray of like a shame or like a feeling of guilt, perhaps. One way that I've heard someone explain that to me once is they said, the only time that we are feeling or we tend to be feeling shame or guilt is when our values do not line up with the way that we're using our time.
Oh, wow. That's brilliant. That makes a
Yeah,
lot
I
of sense.
liked it too because I thought, well, of course I want to be a good mom. I want to be a present mom. But I also have other desires that go to that deeper why that also support that main desire of being a wonderful and present mom. You know?
Absolutely.
So really defining that is important. So the number one thing I would say is define that why, and then also create boundaries to protect the work time and the family time. Because what you can do with that exchange is that you can actually create, whether it's block schedules where you have tiny babies at home and you have these precious nap hours where you're like hustling to get the things done. We're recording during a nap time. My business was built in nap time hours. Like that is literally how I built my business. And I don't think there's any shame in that. I think that that can be something that is, you can clearly define so that when you do have that value perspective of how am I spending my time and does it line up with our goals as a family? Because if you can do that with the time blocking, it will line up with your values. And then in turn, the main piece of all of this is communication with your children about how this is something you're doing together as a team. And so with my kids, I've always talked to them as if, because we are teammates. So if say that I have like a big project coming up or an interview or I'm doing a coaching call or there are things that I need to be shut away, so to speak, whether that's physically or, you know, in the other room.
Right.
And I will try, especially with, let's say with your five-year-old, what has worked best for me in the past, because my youngest now is 7 years old. And so I have daytime hours now that I've never had before. And it's crazy.
I bet.
But it is. It's like a whole new world.
For
but
sure.
What's really cool is when you can purposefully line out time for them to say, like in the morning, I feel like kids are freshest in the morning and it's like, let's get the jobs done. Let's go do the fun thing, run the errands or whatever it is.
Right.
But when it comes to the afternoon time, that's when mommy gets to work on her job. And do you know why I do that? And having them be part of that conversation about what those whys are and maybe what the goals and aspirations are for your family. So for us specifically at a time, it was paying off our house and doing that as a team, or it was saving up money to pay for extracurricular activities or to save up for a vacation. And what was really fun about that is that giving them space to be a part of that, you can tell them by giving you that space and time, whether that's like, you know, if you have the daycare that they're going to, or if they're watching a movie, or if they're doing, if it's a little different than what they're used to before, you say, you can be on mommy's team. This is our family team with mommy and dad that we're going to work towards this thing. And I've even done like chain link, like paper strips cutting down together.
Where
we'll be, yeah. For each day, we'll kind of cut it down and make them part of that. Like, oh, you get to be a teammate too. You're going to work on this while I'm working on this. And it creates a better understanding of what's happening so that they don't feel blindsided by that.
I have never considered those things. And I absolutely love you bringing up the five layers of why, because we can help them feel part of that. And I can show them, I haven't even thought to do that. Like, well, I do this because of this and this because of this. And it comes down to something that's more kind of lasting, right? It's a bigger core thing and they absolutely are part of that. And so I really love that. And I love including them and making them feel part of it, because I do think you're right. Right now, it does feel like, okay, mommy, daddy goes to work and then mommy goes to work and it's like switching and it's mine and theirs. And so making it just feel like a team effort will probably be refreshing. And I love the idea of setting goals towards something.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's been fun to, I have a 9-year-old who is very interested in how my business is doing. And it's funny because he'll come home from school and I'll say, how was school today? And we'll talk about, you know, what he worked on or what he did. And he'll say, and how is our business? How's dad's business? And he'll check in with me. Yeah. And it's really sweet because he can return that. Like, we're checking in with each other and man, we worked hard. Yeah.
Oh, I absolutely love that. And then it's exciting for them to watch it grow and develop and do good. And that is fantastic. I love that. Yes.
Yay.
That is the answer.
Yes. Yay. Awesome. Well, for everyone who is looking for resources for creating special time, I always try to remind myself that anytime that I'm doing something that takes me away from the kids, that we make purposeful time together. One of the resources I've built for that is my Time for Us journals, which are available on Amazon. These are journals that you do side by side. You talk about the day, you talk about goals you have together, and it's a wonderful way to set time aside that takes 5 minutes a day and really helps you to connect. As well as on my website, I have a free 5-day program of how to discover your why. And it's the basics of building your business and also answering questions about how to get to that why so that you're more clear on your vision and what you want to do in the future. So, Ashley, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. That was such a treat. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. And anyone that's listening, if you have a question and want to come on the show, I would love to have you. Every question you might be feeling or having is relatable. We've all been there and we're just here to help each other out. So I'll see you next time and thank you so much. Hey everyone, welcome to my YouTube channel. If you are new here, this is a channel all about celebrating mothers building businesses and how we balance all of the things. Is balance even real and how do we achieve that? Well, each Friday, I'm going to be releasing a short episode of a viewer or audience listener to the Call Me CEO podcast, where we're going to talk about everyday struggles, questions, and things that we want to talk about on Coaching with Camille. So this is the first installment. If you are interested or have questions or want to be involved, you can reach out to me at CamilleWalker.co. That's my website, or on Instagram at CamilleWalker.co. And don't forget to subscribe. Hey CEOs, thank you so much for spending your time with me. If you found this episode inspiring or helpful, please let me know in a comment and a 5-star review. You could have the chance of being a featured review on an upcoming episode. Continue the conversation on Instagram at Call Me CEO Podcast. And remember, you are the boss.